Item 10, consider and take possible action to authorize the issuance of an RFP for our OPEB trust actuarial services.
Absolutely, absolutely. In the time, I will keep this. This is my item, and I'll keep it major brief. A couple years ago, we set up an OPEB trust, an irrevocable trust, the purpose being to set aside funds to fund the cost of retiree health benefits that CICERA is responsible for its employees who retire on or after January 1 of 2015. That's the day CICERA became an officially separate entity, separate employer. We speak about the pesky audit rules. The trust, at a minimum, because of the size of the number of employees and the size of the trust, the audit rules allow an actuarial valuation to occur every 2 years, biannual, but the in-between year is a little roll forward. You still need an actuary to put it together, but it's a very quick calculation. It has to be performed from them. The last time we did a valuation was 2018. We did a little in-house roll forward, got the auditors to sign off on it for 2019, and now we're due for a formal valuation. So now that we're in a cycle that we know what to expect, we have a valuation, a roll forward in between, we believe it's timely right now to get a good RFP out to figure out what the prices is so we can get the best value. So all we're doing here is asking for approval to issue an RFP for a company to help us out to do an actual valuation, a roll forward, decide, and get it started for the audit that's coming up in about 5-6 months for the 2020.
Thank you, Henry.
Mm-hmm. Henry, on the OPEB stuff, that's already in the budget. That's already in the new budget for the actuary services.
Good question, Louie. What's inside the budget is what's called the ADC, the actuarial determined contribution. That's the expense to fund it. But the cost of running the trust, like the fees for the actuary, the payments we do, there's, I believe there's six retirees since 2015. All their benefits, all those costs of the OPEB, they get subtracted out of the trust. So CICERA kind of administers them, but they get charged. And you'll see a report. I recall back that PARS, the company we hired to administer that works for the investment, they put together a little income statement to see what are the OPEB trust related. They get the figure from me, but in answer to your question, the only part that's hitting the budget that we just approved earlier is the annual contribution, which is 100% from CICERA, none from the employees. So it's 100% employer. But that's what the valuation is going to do. It's going to tell us if that's an adequate amount. Should it change? Should it go up or down?
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Henry?
Yes, sir.
It was John Botsworth of Milliman that did the earlier initial valuations for the OPEB trust. We also use, of course, Siegel and Chevron. Do you have in mind the three of them and more as far as who the RFP will be sent to?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's a good list. OPEB is a very popular topic among cities and municipalities. So there's plenty of actuaries. Now, CICERA's is a very small when you compare it, but there's plenty of people to use. And again, because of the size and because of budget considerations out there, there's even a internet web version. Okay, I don't know that that's what we're gonna do, but you know, that's where the real hands-on homegrown folks who wanna do that. And it's put out by Milliman, but all we're trying to do is trying to get a, now that we know what the routine is, we're trying to get the best value and namely to have a report in time for the audit, because the trust gets reported alongside the CICERA plan assets. So you see two columns now. They're not part of the plan assets, but because they get reported, the timing for it needs to get done in time for the audit. So that's where we're approaching the board now, so we can get the actuary company is, whoever it may be. but I feel confident that we're going to get a good firm. Might be Siegel, might be Milligan, but there's plenty of others.
Mr. Chair, I'm prepared to move the staff recommendation.
Second.
Motion by Jerry, second by Scott. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none, I'll call for the vote. Just in case he popped back on, Kwan? Finley?
Aye.
I was hearing some background. Okay, got Finley's aye. Gordon?
Aye.
Holcomb?
Aye.
Kroll?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
Smithy? Aye. And Watts?
Aye.
Motion passes 8-0.
On thank you, everybody.
Did someone say
thank you, everybody, and I should do business with you.
Thank you, Henry. Appreciate it.